Video time.
Say when four girls with strong opinions about games, TV, and pop culture get together to talk about it? Uh-oh! I'm your host, Wink Yahoo, and this week we talk about some of our favorite shows buried deep within our psyche that we completely forgot existed. We're talking Harry Bladder from All That, Judge Trudy from The Amanda Show, and we can't forget The Punisher from Uh-oh!
Oh my God.
Let me introduce you to our contestants today. On the blue team, we have Megan! On the green team, we've got Alyssa!
Oh my Lanta!
And finally, last but not least, we've got Joanne on the red team!
I'm in danger!
Let's play some
Uh-oh!
So
dead. We're going to start off with question one today. Question number one. What are your top three favorite cartoon shows from your childhood and why?
Hello, everybody. My name is Alyssa, and my favorite three kids shows, probably the Powerpuff Girls, Power Rangers, and Sailor Moon.
Solid choices.
Thank you.
Classic. Yeah,
I was a confused girl who turned out to be gay. So those all make sense.
Oh my gosh. Well, why would you pick those three? Why are those your three favorite shows?
Powerpuff Girls I loved because they were like sugar spice, everything nice. So they were like cute and they had this like great personality, but they also like kicked ass, which I never saw on TV. Loved Power Rangers because there was also girls who kicked ass. And I loved the action figures. So I always had like a Power Ranger or like a Megazord around me when I was a kid. And Sailor Moon, I also had lots of action figures. So my parents basically fueled my interest in television.
I love that.
for what they thought was appropriate.
Hello, everyone. My name is Megan, and my three favorite kids' TV shows from my childhood are Arthur.
Oh, so good.
Art Attack.
Oh.
And this is a combo for a reason. SpongeBob SquarePants and Fairly Odd Parents go together for me. Arthur is one of my favorites because I basically am DW. I 100% was growing up. And there's a very specific episode where Arthur is trying to submit a jingle to win a year supply of cereal. And he can't figure out how to write this jingle. And then DW goes, jingles are easy to write. And she continues on with, everybody thinks that my brother stinks like a piece of yellow cheese. But me, I say that that's okay as long as there's a breeze. And I basically sang that to my brother all the time when I was younger. So, love Arthur. Art Attack, basically because just art. Like, it was such a cool show. I also didn't realize it was British. I completely forgot that it was a UK TV show.
Art Attack.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime anyone says Art Attack, my brain just goes, just slop on some PVA glue.
PVA glue? What was PVA glue?
All I learned from Art Attack was that PVA glue fixes everything.
What is PVA glue? Is it regular white glue? What is it?
I don't know.
I think it's just regular white glue.
I think it's just, just normal glue.
Yeah.
I learned that you can make art out of garbage bags. Because he always did those, like, big, giant fields of a picture. And it was always garbage bags in his art.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. And then my third favorite that is a combo is SpongeBob SquarePants and Fairly Odd Parents, because when I was younger, I'm pretty sure I've told you guys this before, but I watched YTV almost exclusively. And when I was in like grade 7, they did this event where it was either a PA day or like a statutory holiday or something that they knew all kids would be off school. And from 7 o'clock in the morning until probably 2 in the afternoon, they just played back-to-back episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants and Fairly Odd Parents. And they called it Sponge Odd Square Parents Day.
I remember this!
Yeah!
Oh, I loved that.
So I literally would like set up the couch with all my snacks and drinks, grab myself a blanket, and just like watch cartoons all day. It was awesome.
Love that.
Oh, love that, great. Alyssa.
Love that.
I love that.
So cute.
Oh my gosh. Going back and thinking about all the cartoons that we watched as a kid, I just realized that I watched too many cartoons. like way too many. I don't think anything on this list is like, or on anybody's list is something I'm like, oh yeah, I've never heard of that. Or I mean, except for Zoom apparently, but
Zoom. Were you guys not that poor that you didn't watch PBS?
I did watch PBS.
I watched PBS.
But I watched Clifford the Big Red Dog and Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales.
You know what this show is going to be? It's going to be me singing all of the theme songs for these shows.
Also same.
And we're going to get hit with copyright.
Also same.
No.
So much singing.
We won't get hit with copyright if we sing the tunes. It's fine. Yeah. It's not That's accurate.
Because okay. technically okay, it's a okay. cover.
This is true.
Okay, so I just like, obviously I liked all of the like classic ones that we all enjoyed. So I tried to pick ones that are like a little more out of the box.
Out of the box.
Out of the box. Wait, is that a TV show?
Out of the box.
I did what is this? What's happening right now?
What do you mean? Watch Out of the Box?
No.
So long. Farewell to you, my friend. So you good.
Skin and TikTok dinky also. Dink, skin and marinky do.
No, honey.
I love you.
All right, we need Joanne to say her cartoon.
Sorry. Okay.
This is going to be so hard
We're
for me to
edit. We're getting distracted. It's going to be 3 hours
I feel like
long.
There's going to be a lot of that in this episode.
Okay. So my top 3 cartoons include the following. Vis-a-vis the following.
Vis-a-vis.
So I chose Dragon Ball Z, which I don't think any of you watched. No? Yes?
No.
Leah did.
A little bit.
Okay. Oh, man. I feel like this show, like, took over my whole life. I know too much about Dragon Ball Z. The next shows that I picked were more cartoony, so I picked Stickin' Around.
Oh. I
for obvious
real mature Bradley.
Yeah.
Real mature Bradley. Oh that my was, god.
I was literally going to say that in the everyone list a favorite quote from their classic TV show. I was going to go real mature Bradley.
Oh my yeah. god. Objectively so great and how they made the show so wonderful with like the worst like
stick
animation
figures.
Possible.
Oh, so good.
I can't be an artist. I can barely draw a stick figure. Well, turns out you can.
Well, you can make a television show and people will remember it until they're adults.
Yep. Until they die. Oh, man. And the last show I chose was Recess.
Classic.
Fair.
It was Recess was... Hey. Recess is Mean Girls for Children.
Oh my god, it is yeah. The Ashleys?
Oh my god, the Ashleys.
The Ashleys.
I just Can't remembered that in my head just now because you said that. There are going to be a lot of triggered memories after this.
They're just coming out from the woodwork in your brain.
Literally,
yeah,
though.
It's true.
Oh my god.
Leah, what about you?
There are so many. Definitely one of my most watched shows, for sure. From when it first was released until I was like probably 18 years old, that whenever it stopped playing on the Family Channel was The Weekenders. I loved The Weekenders.
Great show.
And I'm waiting for it to come on a Disney Plus. It's like one of the last Family Channel/Disney Channel shows that they've not put on Disney Plus yet. So I'm like, No. I also watched the hell out of Cyber Six. It only has one season.
So good.
13 episodes. And I watched it on repeat since I was like 9 years old on Teletoon at night. And I remember one time my mom was like, what are you watching? I'm like, Cyber Six. She's like, Cyber Sex? And I was like, no.
Scandalous.
And let me tell you, this character definitely made me question my sexuality because sometimes she was a man and sometimes she was a woman. And I was like, oof.
We've all been there, darling.
And third was Courage the Cowardly Dog. That show is definitely like... probably messed me up psychologically, but I still love it. I just remember like certain like patches of the episodes from when I was a kid, and then I tried to watch them again as an adult, like maybe a year ago on like one of those, you know, cartoon channels on the internet that makes you like click all the windows out every time you want to watch the episode. And I'm watching these episodes and I'm like, this is not for kids. Like, this is horrifying. Like, there's a whole episode dedicated to Bates Motel. It's literally the first episode. It's called Cat's Motel.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, super creepy. And then you keep watching through the episodes, and it's... I mean, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but, like...
No spoilers from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, no spoilers from the 90s.
It was creepy, but I still love it wholeheartedly. I just have nothing but fond memories from that show. And the Weekenders made me feel very mature. Like, these were seventh grade kids having full-on mature conversations with their friends and their parents and about having crushes on each other. And I was like...
Yeah.
And, like, going out to dinner at that restaurant that changed every time they went to it.
The pizza place. I want that restaurant so bad.
Man.
If I could bring one thing to life from a TV show, it would be that restaurant, and I would go there every weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree.
So those are my top three favorite cartoons that I watched as a child.
That's awesome.
That's a great one. I'm going to absorb your Weekenders one too, because I literally I remember writing in a journal when I was a kid, and I would write like later days at the end of every
later days. Oh
that's
my God.
So cute.
At
the end of every...
I think the Weekenders is like the spark of my love for Wayne Brady. Like it was inceptioned into me that I was going to like Wayne Brady. When I watched like Who's Line and stuff like that when I was a kid. And then I recently found out that the first thing that I ever heard him in was the Weekenders theme song. I was like, oh man,
that's so
he's
funny.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention that, but also Tino Tonatini is played by Jason Marsden.
Yes.
Who's Kovu from The Lion King and Max from the Goofy movie. So, you know, it
and
was
he
already
was
like
the cat. From Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, he was
that
Binks.
That explains Alyssa in one sentence.
100%.
So, I mean...
I love... What's his name? Marsden? James Marsden.
Jason Marsden?
James Marsden
is the beautiful one. Jason Marsden has the beautiful voice.
Yes.
And they're brothers, I think.
Are they? No, they're not.
I don't know if they have any relation. I'm not 100% sure.
They were roommates.
They were roommates.
Roommates.
All right. Okay.
It happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, they're not siblings. That's weird.
I don't think they're even related.
Well, that's like Luke Perry and Matthew Perry are not related either. Like,
no, not even a little bit.
So, joke's on
me. Oh, no, they are brothers.
Are they?
No.
Yeah.
You're lying.
It's commonly confused. Oh.
That they're
no, they're not related.
No, they're not related.
This is why this episode is going to be 3 hours long.
It's been a very long, hard day.
Oh, man. So some of our listeners actually gave us a list of their favorite cartoons, and I'll read off a couple here. Some of them in which I never watched, but I knew of. We've got Rainbow Bright, Meet the Smoggies. Never heard of that one.
What on earth?
Never heard of it.
A fan favorite that listens in every week as we record. Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks, and the Mighty Ducks animated show. I never watched the Mighty Ducks show, but I watched an episode recently, and it was quite good. Like, I felt something while I was watching it, as if I had maybe seen it, like, just subconsciously somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have?
That's how I feel watching those YouTube compilations. Like, when when we heard Mummy's Alive the other day, I was like, I've seen this before!
That sounds familiar. What is that?
If you
about?
See a picture of it, you'll be like, oh my God, I remember that. They're like robotic Egyptian animals. It's like a panther and a pharaoh looking one and a, I don't know, but they're almost looking like cyber robots or something.
Right. We'd asked Megan's boyfriend what he would choose as his like favorite or ones that people wouldn't remember. Mm-hmm. And he said Mummy's Alive. And I was like, what the heck is that? And then I went,
yes,
like,
Leah.
Back to Leah's just back.
Leah's jaw right? just dropped on the floor. Yeah.
How did I not remember this show? The kid with the hair. Every kid that's ever
the
drawn
hair.
In what, any what show has this hairstyle. Hair. Like the boy has this hairstyle with the two pieces of hair up here like this. Like, what's his name from the Fairly
like
Odd
Milo.
Parents?
Oh,
they're like pharaohs,
Timmy?
But also Power Rangers.
No, not Timmy. His friend.
Tommy.
The one. Danny Phantom. The one that's also voiced by Jason Marsden. What the hell is
no
his
way.
Name? Tucker? No, Tucker's Danny Phantom. He's like,
I love
look
Danny
at him.
Phantom.
He's got this same hairstyle.
Yes.
I have the same exact picture on my computer.
Oh my God. Okay. Anyways. This is too much for me. I'm having memories that I didn't know I had. I don't like it. I like it, but not a lot.
I don't like it.
Okay. All right. 10 points for Team Green, Team Blue, and Team Red.
Woo!
Moving on to question
I thought I was
two.
Gonna be the only one.
What's a show or several you remember that you think no one else does, and discuss among the group?
Oh God. Ooh. The list. The list I have
all
here.
Right. I have a few. Should I just read them and see if you guys remember them?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
Okay. Cyberspace.
Cyberspace.
No, Alyssa was called
is.
Cyber Six. You have to listen
no, no, no.
with your good ears.
No. Cyberspace.
No, it was called Cyber Sex.
Cyberspace, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game.
Oh my God, I don't remember this.
Okay, so Cyberspace. After being warped into cyberspace from a library computer, Matt leads friends Jackie and Inez as Cyber Squad. With live hosts Bianca and Harry, the team must protect Motherboard from the evil hacker who wants to rule cyberspace. And they basically used math a lot of the time to solve mysteries.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Well, it was on it was on TVO Kids when I would like come home for lunch.
Oh.
Or PBS, sorry. So the theme song is like in my brain forever.
That's so funny.
All right, so that's one that you guys didn't remember.
No.
This one's probably... No, I'm going to skip this one. Yvonne of the Yukon.
Oh,
Yvonne
great
of
show.
The Yukon.
I have to tell you right now. I have to plug right now. I have to name drop right now. My dad grew up with the guy who created that show.
No way.
His name is Blair Peters, and he is an animator who now lives out in BC and worked in BC, I guess. But my dad went
That's
to high
so
school
cool.
with him. They were like
That's
really
so
close
cool.
friends in Northern Ontario. And when I first started doing my art stuff, my dad was like, Megan, you should send an email to Blair and just like see if he'll look at your work.
Did you?
Of course I did. I pooped my pants. I was like, absolutely, I will do this. The guy who created Yvonne of the Yukon being Ian and Kid versus Cat. Yeah, I'm going to send my work to him.
He did Being Ian God. Too?
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm shook. I am shook. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty neat. Also, the fact that Yvonne of the Yukon unfroze himself from a block of ice by peeing.
Yes. Solid
Quality.
Storytelling in the 90s. What's with Andy?
Oh, I love that show.
Oh,
I can't picture it.
What's with Andy? What's with Andy? okay, we've got in my brain Pippi Longstockings.
Of course.
Oh, come on, guys. Okay, what about Shaolin Showdown?
Oh, yes.
Shaolin Showdown.
Damn
love
it. Shaolin
that
Showdown.
That was a banging show.
Guys, I'm losing my cred here. Okay, what about Mucha Lucha?
Mucha Lucha.
Lucha, lucha.
We could have just guessed lucha, that lucha, and you would have still been right.
I didn't watch it. I just wasn't a fan of it. I just couldn't comprehend the fact that there were children running around in the streets wearing full-on Mexican
luchador
Mexican
outfits.
Luchador outfits, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I just couldn't comprehend it. Wearing masks.
Like
all
live
time.
Action? It was live
Could
action.
Could you imagine wearing masks all day long? Oh god.
Oh my
so gosh.
Oh my god, that's awful. Okay, I got a couple more.
Okay.
Yep.
Martin Mystery.
Oh!
Oh.
It's on Amazon Prime. I just watched
it, really?
It the other day.
Oh man, it was on YTV and it was like the only kind of scary show that I ever watched. I also have Video and Arcade Top 10.
It
I didn't
sounds
watch
familiar,
that, but I do know of that show.
It was basically a show where kids would play a video game all the way through, and then they would like win cool prizes, like a Walkman or like a boombox.
Okay.
It's like okay,
big prizes.
Cool. And the pièce de résistance, Zoom. You guys don't remember
Tell
Zoom?
Tell us about Zoom,
no.
Because nobody
okay.
knows
okay.
what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to look it up right now, but
I can't Google
explain.
Zoom. We're just going to get the program where
you look up Zoom
people.
TV show. So Zoom is like, come on and Zoom, come on and Zoom, come on and Zoom, I Zoom, I Zoom, I Zoom,
Zoom,
Zoom.
Oh! Zoom, Zoom. I do!
No.
There Leah's triggered. Leah's been triggered.
I
it's,
do!
So... It's basically like a live action series that is, it's a cast of children and they're always different. It was on PBS.
No. Oh, I just blew Megan's mind. Yep, I watched
it. It was
show.
Only like 6 seasons, but they basically would like teach you how to make art or they'd do like a funny skit or they would share like reader mail or they had Fanny Dooley. Fanny Dooley uses double letters. Do you guys remember? Or they did Ubby Dubby, so they would do.
Crazy.
They would do a short skit that uses Ubby Dubby, adding the ub in every vowel sound in English.
It's like Pig Latin or something.
Something like that. So if you guys listening want to go on a trip, look up Zoom TV shows because they're on.
Get high and then look up Zoom TV shows.
Just do a little something and then watch Zoom because it was. It was a trip and a half.
Oh my god! All right. I remember the show now. That. Thank you for unlocking that memory.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well it was done. One of my favorites.
Round of applause.
You got to send us email. Send it to Zoom.
Send
email pbskids.org.
Oh my
oh
god!
My gosh. Okay, that's all. I relinquish the control. You guys do something.
I think every. Early or like 90s to early 2000s kid has like a little spot in their brain somewhere for theme songs.
Little dangly bits.
Yeah. A little dangly bit for theme
songs. 1000%.
Okay. I have what I showed the ladies earlier. The most massive list of just random TV shows that popped up into my head. Some of them we have already mentioned. So I'm just going to raffle them off and you can stop me when one blows your mind.
Okay.
Or when you don't recognize one.
Okay.
I've got Reboot.
Oh, yeah, totally. Show.
Rupert.
Yep.
The White Bear.
The White Bear.
Pingu.
Obviously.
Of course. Hamtaro.
Oh,
I love Hamtaro.
Hamtaro. Little hamsters, big adventures. My best friend. Inuyasha.
Oh, that was on at 9 o'clock on YTV.
Right? Yep, it was the only anime, other than like Pokemon and Digimon and stuff, that I ever watched growing up. It was like proper anime.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yes.
Anybody remember Doug? Yeah.
With Patty. Patty, what's her name?
Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Why was her name Patty Mayonnaise?
There was a lot of weird names on that show.
They were purple people.
He also just had like sticks for hair.
Skeeter Valentine. There's people who are a bunch of different like random colors, like green.
Yeah, yeah.
And orange.
Purple or green.
Blue.
Hold on.
Skeeter Valentine.
We gotta draw the line.
No, his
somewhere.
Name was Mosquito Valentine.
Mosquito Valentine?
His name was Mosquito Valentine, but they called him Skeeter.
Oh my god. That's amazing. I've got Babar.
Yep.
Aww.
Strangest Solid. Show I've ever seen. Canadian
Super
made.
Weird.
Yep. So weird.
Do you remember Madeline?
Madeline.
Yeah. It's Madeline. It's Madeline.
Oh, French.
Do you remember Little Bear?
Little Bear, I loved that
Little
show.
Little Bear, yes.
He walked around with no clothes on, and his bear yes. parents both had full outfits all the time. I don't understand.
Oh, so true.
And he had like a little duck friend. Oh, no, a little chicken friend.
And they all were named what they are, right? It's like Franklin. They all were just named what they are, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It was like a cat and a goose and a duck and I don't know.
They were really creative.
Do you guys remember Elliot Moose? Is on the loose.
Is on the loose.
Oh, Elliot.
Oh, my God. Remember they did the cartoon? Elliot, and then they also had them in the live action suits?
Yep.
Sometimes that was weird. Man.
What was the song?
Elliot
Moose, I like to play.
And it, my friends, I'll play all day. My best friend socks is a costume box, and we dress up and then pretend to be astronauts in space.
Or detectives solving a case.
Pirates, knights, explorers, too. Then we come home again.
But I can't remember a song for the fucking life of me.
She doesn't know any lyrics to anything.
But theme songs have a special place.
My brain is full.
I have another theme song that we're all going to know. Saboombafoo with the Crap Brothers.
Oh,
walking in the woods one day,
Chris and Martin saw something strange. A little leaping lemur who liked to bounce and play.
They followed their new country.
We're gonna do the whole thing.
The animals. Oh man, I could do the whole thing.
It's crazy because
where are they going?
I don't know.
How do we get there?
Come on, let's go.
Me.
If someone held a gun to my head, I could sing that whole song.
No. Oh my god.
That's incredible.
Oh.
Yep.
I literally can't get her to remember anything, like lyrics for any song. She will have listened to it a million times, but she knows all the words to Saboombafoo for what reason?
With the Crap Brothers.
The Crap Brothers.
Oh man, I had such a crush on, I think Chris was the smaller one. I loved him growing up.
He was the not ugly one.
They have a TikTok now.
No, they don't.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them on TikTok.
Oh my god, I have to immediately follow them. I've also got Danny Phantom, which we mentioned really quickly. Still have a crush on Danny Phantom.
Everybody's sexual awakening.
Yep.
I just realized in my head, yo, Danny Phantom, he was just 14.
14?
Nobody's sexual awakening.
It's okay. Maybe when I was 12 when that show came out. So.
Yeah.
It was okay. We're not 27 or 28 now.
I mean, what's worse, a 14-year-old animated boy or an animated lion?
Neither. Both appropriate if you grew up in the
90s. Both are good. Yes, both.
I've got Rocket Power.
Oh, it's so familiar.
Do I have a guess? Power? Wait until you see the animation of it.
Oh, yeah. I had a toy from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Of the guy who surfs.
They skateboard and surf, yeah.
It looks like the Wild Thornberries. It's like the same kind of animation. I never watched this show, but I actually had a Game Boy Advance SP game cartridge with two games on it, and one of them was Nickelodeon Snap. And you got to play as different Nickelodeon characters, and you walk down the street. And I remember playing almost exclusively as Danny Phantom. And you walk down the street, and you take photos of all these different things in the background. It's like, it's basically the entire Nickelodeon universe merged together, and you get, like, points for everything you take photos of. And this was in it, for sure. I just never watched the show.
That's awesome.
Fair. Do you throw apples at kids on skateboards?
No, but you can play the flute to attract them.
Oh. No. Also in the same character animation style was a show called As Told by Ginger.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember that show?
I remember that show.
Yes.
She had like weird lips way down here and her eyes were way up here and her frizzy red hair.
Yep.
64 Zoo Lane.
Oh,
did I stump ya? 64 Zoo Lane.
Never heard of this show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Yes. It's like she goes at night, right?
Her apartment. She lives at 64 Zoo Lane and all of her friends. There's one with a hump and one who can jump and one who is
saying that.
Was it on Treehouse?
It doesn't look that familiar, but since now that you started humming the tune, my brain is like making the connection.
Yeah, so it's. I didn't think about it until I heard the theme song. I was like, I definitely watched this. I think I watched a lot of British children's TV shows.
I think I did too.
Because I've also got three more. Postman Pat.
Postman Pat. Postman Pat.
Postman Pat. Postman Pat. Postman Pat. Pat. And his black and white cat. Yes.
I love that show. Oh,
and man. To go with Postman Pat, because they're both like stop motion, is Fireman Sam.
I did not watch Fireman Sam. Mm.
Fireman Sam? Seen it.
Fireman Sam it... and Postman Pat.
Are they by the same creators?
I think so. I could be wrong, but both my brain stop motion.
What's with Andy? What's with Andy?
It's gonna be stuck in my head forever.
Alyssa's in the early 90s and Megan's in the late 90s.
So mine's late 90s, early 2000s for sure. Oh, I've got, actually this one was suggested a long time ago by Alyssa, George Shrinks. Which I love.
Brad the Junior doesn't cop.
George Shrinks.
You don't know the words to that song.
George Shrinks.
George
know the words.
I just want to know how your. I think his mom was surprised when he came out. Do you not like? Was an ultrasound not a thing?
You wouldn't even feel it. You wouldn't feel that, would you?
He was the size.
Be
of
like,
a...
I had a bad Mexican burrito today, and
she
then
pooped him out.
And there's just a baby just swimming.
Yeah, we're getting a little morbid here.
Was
friends.
He a baby?
I have no idea what happened to him.
Was he ever like a baby, or did he just always come out like the
He's this big.
He's basically like the human version of Stuart Little.
Yeah.
And George, he's 10 years old.
And his little brother is bigger than him. And
yes,
I can't
he has
shake
like
it.
A toddler, 2-year
he's
old
like
brother.
George.
He's a junior.
George.
Sorry, George.
Aww. Oh my goodness. I've got the 2003. Teen Titans, because
yeah, specifically.
The newer one is, I have never watched it, but the old one that went Teen Titans is the best
sung
one.
By the famous pop band Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi, which was also a show.
That's oh my god, you're right! Holy shit!
Did anybody watch Hi Hi Puffy Amiyumi?
Absolutely not.
That just slapped me in the face. I just remembered what that was. Oh my god.
Puffy Amiyumi.
Yeah, so it was the two girls that wrote and sang the theme song for Teen Titans. Teen Titans, go! And then they made an animated show with them. And they like animated them. And one has blue hair and one has pink hair.
Yep.
You know what? Looking at it, it looks familiar, but I can't tell you anything about it.
That's okay. That's okay. Just know that they had a show because they were unique.
I've also got The Koala Brothers, which was an Australian kids show. It's like claymation-ish, I think.
Oh, I'm about to unlock something.
No, never heard of this.
No?
Koala Brothers.
So cute.
Yep.
And they had access.
It looks like Miffy or Mimi or whatever the one was with the bunny. Yeah, it looks just like that.
Miffy, no I think you're right.
Miffy, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember PB&J Otter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I
so
that
cute.
One.
Alyssa doesn't know what I'm talking about.
That was a great show.
Oh, yes.
Show.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
took
a
second.
They're very cute.
Blue's Clues, which I feel is not really one that we don't remember. Everybody knows Blue's Clues.
My favorite when I was a kid.
Have you seen that TikTok where the girl is like dressed as Steve and the guy in the comments is like, you look like Steve from Blue's Clues. She's like, I don't know who this Steve character is, but I will out my handy dandy notebook and write down his name as a future cosplay character. And then she puts it in the mailbox with the face on it.
Oh my god, that's genius.
I also saw on TikTok that Steve's house or Steve's condo or something in New York was up for sale.
Yeah.
And it was this like giant New York apartment and it was like beautiful. And I was like, damn, the fucking
but like
Blue's Clues money still coming in.
Imagine though, your job is to go to a big green room and pretend. Like he was like a 30-year-old man.
Like a
talking to nothing.
Like a weatherman. Oh my god. Awesome.
But he would go, blue skidoo, we can too, and go nowhere. And then have to talk to pretend foam things. And what a life.
My god. This man.
Look at this apartment.
Holy crap.
The glass wall with the ivy on the other side. I dig it. I saw the video
as
well.
That's beautiful.
I could
do they have him in it?
No, but it's him. So sadly, there's no red. Sadly, there's no oversized red thinking chair that plops down in after a long day. But the guy clearly does have good taste.
That's wow. Beautiful.
You could get it's a beautiful. Thinking chair.
I loved it. Okay, right, next show on my list. I got many. Sagwa.
Sagwa, classic.
Habano, habano.
I love that. Do you guys remember Angelina Ballerina?
Yes.
The mouse.
The little mouse.
Oh, yeah. I loved her. It was so cute.
So cute. Which, on the topic of ballet, do you remember the toy castle?
Oh my god. That Joe talks about it all the time. That was going to be one of mine. Oh my god. Some people, they quoted it on TikTok and they're like, this is the creepiest show ever. And I'm like, but the China doll, though. And the rag doll. And the tin soldier. Like, I was obsessed with them. And the frogs. Do you remember the frogs?
Yes.
The pineapple upside down cake episode where they...
Yes! Oh my god!
The pineapple like a cake down cake or something?
It is, though. I watched just the, like, title song. And I was like, if you didn't know what this is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
No.
It's really weird because they're all like older people. They're not like young.
Okay, we just went through how Blue's Clues was a weird man.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like these kids go to bed and their toys come alive, but their toys are all these really old looking dancers. I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Then what do we have next? Big Comfy Couch isn't really unknown.
Ugh.
Great show, though.
Oh, you know what? That's like, that's really hard because now I want to backtrack and say that Big Comfy Couch is one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
Did you do the clock rug stretch when you were younger?
I mean, I tried. I've always been a cylindrical child.
You know that I was the obnoxious kid that counted while she did her 10-second tidy, and I was like, that's more than 10 seconds, lady. Like, you, that was like at least 25.
My mom had
a Snickle Fritz. I had a Snickle Fritz cat. Like
that's
toy,
amazing.
And I had a Molly also.
I also had a Molly, and that was the reason. That show was the reason why we named our dog Molly.
Oh, that's awesome!
So good.
My mom used to babysit kids.
What's his name?
The clown. I forget.
The bicycle man.
Yeah,
he has such a
creepy.
Weird name.
The postman.
Major Bedhead. And also Granny Garbanzo.
Granny Garbanzo. Oh my God, I remember that. Her house was cool.
Such a classic.
And also, she's on TikTok, I'm pretty sure.
Shut
and
up.
She's like,
Lunette or the grandmother?
Lunette.
Grandma
Tabora
might be gone,
Johnson,
so.
I think is her name.
That's she doesn't crazy. Exist outside of the big
No,
couch.
She's Lunette the clown. When I was younger, my mom used to babysit, so we'd have like a whole bunch of kids running around the house. And she would go, okay, everybody, 10-second tidy. And I kid you not, it would totally bite her in the butt because all of us would take all the toys and shove them in the couch.
Bro.
She was like,
oh,
that's where they go.
It's not what I meant.
In 10 seconds, that's where they go.
You told me to 10-second tidy means shoving everything in the couch.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're just going to pull it out later when you need it.
So. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, man. That's great.
I've got Roly Poly Oly.
Oh my god!
Yep, that was
small and short and round. We're in the land of
three-dimensionally animated show of all time.
I loved
I'm
it.
Gonna absolutely not. Reboot is the worst.
No,
a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Those that two things entire, are not anything like
that animation style from like 1994. Will never survive the test of time. Like,
no, it's icky.
It's bad. bad.
I have nightmares of that reboot dog, if you could even call it that.
Yes.
Like, I don't
Didn't
even
know. Didn't he kind of look like the dog from Toy Story 1?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit.
He did.
Frisket.
They must have used the animator from the show at Pixar, because it looks almost exactly the same now that you're now that you're saying it. I can see it in my head.
That's so funny. I've got Mona the Vampire.
Oh, I remember that great show.
Amazing. I can't remember how the song went, but I remember her hair very vividly.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
It's like, show us your fangs. Hey, Mona.
Hey, Mona. One, yes. Oh, my God, you're right.
Joanne remembers.
Joanne, remember what we talked about earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa and I were watching Angela Anaconda. Sorry.
Anaconda.
Creepy. Creepy and show.
That is the nightmare fuel.
It's so weird because, again, it's not animated. It's like it's this paper. Weird black and white paper drawing that they like sort of animate. But she.
It's paper dolls.
Yeah. But she basically put the like theme song on in the background, and I just like went and I just sang the whole thing with all the accents and everything. And she was like, dude, where did that come from?
This is now late 2000s, probably Treehouse, because I babysat kids a lot too. But Timothy Goes to School.
Timothy Goes to School. Oh my God.
It was such a jam.
Anything can happen. Flying Rhino Junior High.
Oh, Rhino!
Great show!
Oh,
yeah!
And the principal was a rhino or something like that. I don't know. And they all had, like, really bulbous heads. There was that one kid that
he
had
was, like,
the
a triangle-shaped
body. Oh, God.
Yep. That was a weird show. Yep. Oh, this one is one of my favorite fever dream TV shows I could possibly think of. Do you remember Monster by Mistake?
Yeah. Monster by Mistake. Oh, runner up for the worst animation ever.
He would sneeze and turn into a giant
monster. Now I'm
going to
tell you about Johnny the Ghost.
And also, why is there a ghost? It's one thing to have this kid turn into a monster, and then you got the ghost just chilling over here. I don't know.
And he goes, there's one part where he goes, now I'm something. Shh, mom and dad don't know. I can't. Oh my God. The song makes me laugh so hard. I will monster.
But you remember
by
this part?
Mistake.
This guy?
Like, how creepy.
Oh my God. Who is this purple monster that's in this fucking show?
He's like the antagonist. Ew, the bully, yeah. But that
you're
little weird
so
blonde
scary.
Kid
what
turns into the
animation?
Blue monster.
The animation was objectively terrible.
Who in the studio went, okay, guys, I think we're good. I think we're ready to air this.
It's ready.
Yeah, it's perfect.
96 was a tough time for everybody.
You know,
no,
it's okay.
It was 99. It was late 90s, no? No, it was 96.
It started in 96 and it went until 2003.
You are correct.
Wow, that's too long.
I don't know how popular it was.
I've got Real Monsters.
Yeah.
Which is a great show.
Great animation.
All I can think about is that one guy that held his eyeballs.
With the hands.
He's so, he was like really hairy, which is weird.
Yeah, it was gross. And like he had like a, his mouth was like a diamond shape, and then he had hands with the eyes in them. It's gross.
That would definitely scare me. And they for sure put that into Monsters Incorporated. They definitely made a monster that looked just like that.
Probably.
Except it wasn't hands. It was just his eyes.
Eyeballs, yeah. Like,
if I saw that standing in the corner of my bedroom when I was 5 years old, I would definitely shit myself.
You know, this is the second episode where we've talked about shitting ourselves.
Ooh, yes.
And we've
and
done
I
it twice.
I think we say it multiple times.
Let's take that out.
This is a regular.
No, we're going to keep it. I'm just saying,
absolutely.
Let's keep the trend chugging along.
I've got Dave the Barbarian.
Remember?
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
And his sister was like this weird princess person. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember he had a really big head and like tiny little legs. He was a triangle too.
Yeah.
Popular Mechanics for Kids.
PMK.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
With Alicia Cuthbert. Jay Baruchel.
And Jay Baruchel.
And Tyler Kite. When they replaced him with him.
Aww.
Jay Baruchel is better.
Yes, he
and
is.
He's Hiccup from Toothless, or from How to Train Your Dragon, so that's...
Exactly.
He's Hiccup from Toothless. It's been a long day, guys.
A long day. Do you remember Naughty's Toyland? N-O-D-D-Y?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Naughty. He was like a weird puppet thing that drove a car.
Oh my god, I loved him. Yes. At the beginning it was so... like live action and he would like jump off the shelf and like run into his little place and then it was all animated. Oh my god, it was so weird. Or was it stop motion? I can't remember.
I think it was stop motion. The old show was stop motion and then it became an animated show.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. Also, this one my brother actually gave to me and it blew my mind. Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yes.
That was definitely some sort of trip because the moon with the face talking at the end. Okay.
It was very wise. I feel like it was very wise. 100%. My Life as a Teenage Robot.
I just started watching that the other day on Amazon Prime. I was subscribed to Nickelodeon for a month and I started watching it and I was like, this show is objectively one of the best shows that Nickelodeon's ever released, for sure.
Yeah. It's like Danny Phantom mixed with Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
And Kim Possible. Yeah.
And Kim Possible.
I see that.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it in there.
It's a great one.
Very
bananas.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you.
I was just going to say it's like very classic, like Felix the Cat, Betty Boop kind of vibes with like the half eye. Yeah.
And both her pigtails went the same way?
Yeah.
Say yours, Alyssa.
Do you guys remember Little Lulu?
Little Lulu. Oh my god. I know that title. I need a picture. Yeah. Oh my god. Look at that. Look at that classic.
Lulu.
I don't know that.
It was like a 50s kind of style. It was like a comic strip from the
30s. Yeah, I definitely watched this.
And then they made it into a TV show.
Definitely watched this for sure.
Little Lulu with freckles on her skin. Dun, 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 dun. She's like sometimes in and out of trouble, but mostly always in. And then I don't remember the rest of it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Anyways, it was just in my brain. It was going to fall out, but you continue.
I've got Pinky and the Brain.
The Pinky and the Brain.
Classic.
The Pinky and the Brain.
One is a genius, the other's insane.
What are we going to do tonight, Brain? Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
I just like that Pinky and the Brain was like, it's supposed to be like one is a genius, the other's insane, but obviously like it's the opposite of what you think. Like the one who's insane is the one who's trying to take over the world.
It's like Timon and Pumbaa. How like Timon is the smarter one, but Pumbaa's the like wise, all-knowing.
Yeah, he's actually smarter.
Yeah. I've also got Funny Bones. Do you remember this show? Funny Bones. It was like
Funny Bones.
Cartoon skeletons where it would say, down this street, at the end of a dark street, behind a dark door, down a dark set of stairs, into a dark basement. And they were
I briefly recall.
Yep, I remember this. I remember this like it was yesterday. The most crudest, like, most immature animated show I've ever seen.
Yep. We were talking earlier about weird little, like, short TV shows that popped up in between shows.
Oh,
and mine is called Tiny Planets.
It's
like Tiny Planets.
A fuzzy yeti-looking thing with his little fluffball friend. And they would, like, get into their... I don't even know if they spoke. But they got into their little spaceship and would, like, blast off to a little planet.
Never heard of this.
Okay, I definitely have not seen this. This is, like,
no
the
way.
First thing I definitely
have seen. There you go. Okay.
I found one.
Yay.
Good job.
It's really weird, though.
It is really weird looking.
It's
the animation
a little bit strange.
Yeah. Everybody needs to go look that up now. And I'm going to end my list with the creepiest, strangest show I've ever seen or heard of to this day. It will stay that way. Na Na Land.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. She's like walking out in the garden with her dog. She's like,
Papa. No, her dog so is Rusty.
Rusty.
But she wouldn't speak. She would just say like a bunch of random like noises, like
the eyes. Leah are just like
my favorite
too
was
much.
Whenever she was like scared or if she was eating, she'd be like.
My Alyssa lips are like tucked all the way underneath my teeth. Just look up Nanolan chewing or something. Oh, or just look up Nanolan on Google.
Oh, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Just like in the
ever.
Intro when she's driving in the car and the like toast is coming in the window and it's like
what a show. Like the things that we watched.
It's also crazy to
Oh my god.
Her pigtails. Look at her pigtails
going like this.
And pulling in the mouth.
Look at the dog.
Richard. What was his name even?
Russer. R-U-S-S-E-R. It's not like an accent she has. It's like his name is Russer. The notion that a bunch of adults sat around and thought this was a good idea for a TV show.
Shocking.
It's too much.
I'm so glad it's a thing though.
Oh man.
That we are able to look back on. And that's the end of my list. My massive,
amazing.
List.
That was awesome.
I knew almost all of them. So thank you for
I got
unlocking
one.
These memories that I didn't know I had.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, Joanne, you're up. What do you got for us?
I don't have an enormous list. I thought the function was to come up with a show that I think that you guys haven't heard of. So
okay,
I immediately jumped to Bump in the Night. Did you watch Bump in the Night? Okay, thank you.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but I know what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm the only person on earth other than like my brother and my parents who have ever heard of this show.
I've never heard of this nor seen this animation.
Bump
it's
in the
up
Night,
your alley.
It's so weird. So it's like, think
thanks,
if
Alyssa.
Toy Story and like a demon had a baby. It's like... It's basically like this little weird monster who lives in like a 10-year-old's bedroom, and he like lives under the bed, and he has like, he's friends with the doll and with the robot, and like they have like all these unique characters. Like the closet monster is like basically just all the clothes that you shove in your closet that get piled up at the bottom, and they turn into a monster when you don't do your laundry. Like it's all this stuff that I so distinctly remember watching and replicating as a child. Like I used to play under my bed because of things like Big Comfy Couch. That's where the Dust Bunnies lived, and that's where Mr. Bumpy lived. Yeah, like that's where the toys go. So, and then I would actively like remember to clean my closet sometimes, and sometimes I actively didn't clean it because I was like, oh, the closet monster lives there. Like this is the childhood I had. But honestly, if you ever watch it, it's not a good show anymore. It just reminds me of my childhood.
It looks like really creepy, like really really creepy.
It's stop motion too, so it's also like,
oh of course,
right up
so that's right up your alley. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Any like other shows that I thought about when I was thinking about shows that I watched as a kid other than like what came out on YTV, was anything on like the Cartoon Network that was kind of weird? So like Ren and Stimpy, Cat Dog, Cow and Chicken. Did you guys ever watch Cow and Chicken?
I hated that show.
I have no idea what that is.
I couldn't stand the voice that they would do. Like I can't even do it. I don't even know if that's what it sounds like.
It's
but like it just was awful.
It's literally the theme song is Mama had a chicken, Mama had a cow, Dad was proud, he didn't care how. It's the most
oh my
the
god
premise for a show.
I recognize these characters,
and they had like the devil was, I think they called him like Red Butt or something like that. Like he wasn't
oh my god, you're right. Look at him,
he was obviously the devil but they didn't call him that.
He kind of looks like also the devil character in Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
also
more voluptuous,
fabulous. But... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or are you referring to him, or is there actually a devil character?
Him.
Oh, okay. It's him. Yeah.
I forgot.
But yeah,
what he was
so
called.
that's the weird shit that I watched as a kid. Also, it's like medium a cartoon, and I guess it kind of came out in the 90s. But Freaky Stories, did you guys ever watch that?
That sounds very familiar.
I feel like yes. Is it kind of like Goosebumps?
Sort of. Freaky Stories is, it's like a maggot and a beetle, I think, and they're really really ugly. Like
it happened to
gross.
A friend of a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said earlier. Yeah, okay.
Great show. I literally threw it on the TV and I just let a compilation of it play. I didn't realize the stories are like 3 or 4 minutes long, and it's always see how ugly they are?
Ugh. Yep.
It happened to a friend of a friend of mine. And ugh. I was like, all right.
Like, but what is this? We got some, like, bug's life going on here.
Ugliest creatures. And I always, like, as a kid, I was, like, very uncomfortable watching the little, like, characters, the little puppets or whatever they were. But I just, like, tried to... Yeah, look at his little hat.
He's not so a regular maggot.
He's a cool maggot.
He's a cool maggot.
But I just, I tried to like stomach it out and be like, oh, they're so gross, but I just want to watch like the stories. So I just, yeah, that was, I honestly tried to watch, maybe not intentionally, but I felt like I watched a lot of like really creepy shows as a kid.
Wasn't hard to find because I feel like a lot of our TV shows as kids were really creepy.
Oh, 100%. It's like, the more that we talk about it, and every time we come up with a show and we remember it fondly and we look it up and we check like out the animation, it's crazy how like dissimilar all these shows are from each other. Like Sticking Around was literally stick figures, and like Monster by Mistake was this janky like terrible computer animation, and some of it was stop motion and some of it was good and some of it was awful, but none of it really looked the same. And when you think about the like Ginger show, I can't remember what it's called,
as told by Ginger
and like the Wild Thornberries, as soon as I saw those two things I was like, whoa, those look the same.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to do that? Like every children's show looks so different that I was like, that just to me felt so strange that there would be even two shows that looked the same at all.
So I have like a really obscure mixed bag of a list here.
We love it.
Joanne, you didn't have any more, right?
No, I'm good. You run free.
Okay. Does anybody remember Itsy Bitsy Time?
Itsy Bitsy Time?
From Treehouse. It's Itsy Bitsy Time. It's Itsy Bitsy Time. And it was like a bunch of random different segments in the show. All I remember, Megan's face is like telling me all. All I remember is that it used to play at some point in between Toy Castle and Dora the Explorer. And I didn't watch Dora the Explorer, but I just remember this show. And the one thing that I remember the most from the show was the gloved hands through the curtain, and it would teach you magic tricks. And I watched solely for that segment. The one where it's like, oh, learn how to, you know, teach the magic trick of not popping a balloon, and they take the pin and they go to pop the balloon and it doesn't pop. And it's like, just put a piece of tape over it and then stick it in and it doesn't pop. Magic! And then the curtains would close and the hands would just, you know, you guys remember that one? Okay.
I remember the hands for sure.
I have also just been reminded of a show because of looking up Itsy Bitsy Time. Do you remember Charlie and Mimo?
Right? What?
Charlie and Mimo. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's a penguin, but also couldn't tell you. And his teddy bear.
Yeah. Charlie and Mimo, yeah, they were penguins. Or no, they were otters. They were otters. They weren't penguins.
That's supposed to be an otter?
That's an otter, yeah.
It's a snowman. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I remember Charlie and Mimo for sure. For sure.
Shocking. But yes, Itsy Bitsy Time. I absolitely remember that.
Itsy Bitsy Time. Definitely made by the same people that did Caillou, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my god, Caillou.
Super annoying child. Anybody remember Robo Roach?
No.
Sounds familiar.
I'm sure it'll look familiar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
it. I've seen that before.
Okay. That one was a weird one. I watched it sometimes if there was nothing else on. Basically, like the one of the bugs got zapped in a toaster or zapped in like an outlet or something like that, and he would like always like emit electricity.
Yep.
I'm sure that there's gonna be some on here you guys aren't gonna know. Sonic Underground. Anybody watch that?
Is it like the Sonic TV show?
Yeah, so it was like a classic. Can't remember if it was like mid-90s or like late-90s, and it was like Sonic's mom had to like leave them on a doorstep. And it was him and his two siblings. Aww. And she had to, like, escape. And they created a band. And they each had a power. Like, each one of them had, like, a different power. It was the green one and the pink one.
No.
And, like, they played the drums and the guitar. And it was, like, it was so weird.
I do not recall.
I don't remember this either.
I Googled Sonic Underground. And the first thing that came up was, did Sonic Underground find their mother? And it said, no, they never find their mom.
They never find their mom.
That's just so sad.
I watched that show for a really, really long time, and I watched like each episode as they would come out, hoping that they were going to have an episode where they find the mom. And I don't remember if she ever came up anywhere.
The answer is no.
I feel like that's wrong. I feel like she did.
They never find their mom.
I feel like she was revealed at some point, but I'm not 100% sure. I had it in my head. What was it? Watership Down. Anybody watch that?
Oh, that sounds so familiar.
So they recently made a remake on Netflix with some strange, like...
Oh, it's Bunny Rabbits.
Animation, but...
I do remember this. I don't remember it being called Watership Down.
Yeah, it was, like, super scary and dark. And
it was
like,
called The Bunny Show.
Slightly violent. The Bunny Show. And, like, basically they had to escape their burrow. Because, like, farmers were going to, like, sell the land, and they were going to create, like, houses and condos or something like that. There was a really, really old classic one that was a movie, and it was, like, classic old animation, like, hand-drawn. And they remade it into, like, a show, and then they remade it again within, like, the last few years into, like, a newly, like, 3D-generated show.
Yeah, it's, like, live-action-ish.
On the same kind of, like... type of animation, Redwall was also a show that I watched a lot. It was like medieval, and it was these different like forest animals, rats and mice and badgers and rabbits and all sorts of other animals, and they were all fully clothed and they lived in a castle, and the mouse, what was his name, Matthias, I think.
Matthias, yeah.
Yeah, he had like a sword. And the only thing I remember from that show was that there was an evil rat that he had to fight. And at one point they had to like leave the castle, and they encountered like an owl that they were really scared was going to kill and eat them. It was like super scary for a kid's show, but I loved it. I was obsessed with this show. We've also got Fly Tales. Fly Tales was that in between show.
And I don't know like any of these shows.
A little
Fly Tales.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. Am I looking at the right thing?
It's like a little black dot.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
With the boob lady?
The one on the top is like fan made, but like, yeah, basically he would like fly into stuff, and it was graphic. Like there were some points where he like flew into a blender and he got like one of his bug pals got like blended up or something. Yeah, it was like,
what?
It's kind of graphic. Yeah.
I love that you remember all these little like 2 minute in between TV show things, because like they come back to me, but I don't remember them as like fully fledged shows. So
does anyone remember Untalkative Bunny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I was obsessed with this in between show. I thought it was its own show, and it was not its own show.
The just little squirrel who was on drugs.
He was a rabbit. And he was yellow, and he wore a scarf sometimes. He didn't speak. He lived in an apartment. He had he had a squirrel friend that was like too hyper for his taste.
What's up, squirrel friend?
And then he also had like sometimes he'd come home, and there would be like an emu staring at him angrily through the window. Do you remember this?
100%.
Do you remember this stupid, angry emu?
Wow. Leah. Oh
my God.
This makes me really happy.
There's so many questions.
I love this show. I don't even know what the plot of this show was. It was basically just this bunny going about living his life.
Nobody talked in this either. They just went around and were just disgruntled all the time. I remember this is so fondly. I just want to clarify that picture with the lady with the tatas, the pink one, is not a fan-made thing.
It's part
of the
show.
She's a shrimp.
Oh.
She's a shrimp. She's a shrimp.
What
and
are you
she's
guys
like
talking about?
In a soup. And he's like, ooh, lady. And he like wants to touch her, but he cannot because she's a shrimp. And she gets mad, so she like flicks him away with her tail. And she's like, go away, stupid fly.
I'm going to have to watch that later because that sounds...
I'm going to put it in the group chat.
That sounds like art is what that sounds like.
Oh, my God. All right. In the past, we've talked about Tales from the Crypt Keeper. I know you guys have seen that.
Great show.
Oh, yeah.
Maggie and the Ferocious Beast. You guys remember that
yes.
one?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I just remember Hamilton, and there was like a song that he played on his guitar, and I used to sing it to myself. I would wake up in the morning, and it would just be in my head, and I would sing it. And I don't remember what it is right now, but I will figure it out.
Hamilton was just a ball of anxiety, and I don't think I've ever related to a character in a cartoon more.
I 100% agree. We also have Stormhawks from YTV.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone watch that one?
I remember that show. That one.
It was also like computer generated animation, and I was obsessed with it. I was living for it. I loved that show. Did anyone watch Rats?
With a Z?
I can't just rats. Google Rats, so.
Rats with a Z. It was these two rats.
Yes.
And they had these little scooters that they made, and they would scoot around all over the place all the time.
I don't remember this show, but it looks fantastic.
It looks cool, yeah.
It was great. I don't remember the plot at all. I feel like I might be confusing the plot of this show with another show that involved rats where they were on a cruise ship. Or it wasn't like a cruise ship, it was like a barge or something. It was a ship out in the middle of the ocean, and they, you know, transported, I don't know, military people or something. And like the cook would attack them or chase them around, and they tried to not get caught. I feel like I'm mixing up that show and Rats. They might not be the same show, but that's what I'm remembering. Jane and the Dragon. Anyone watch that?
That sounds from Jane and the Dragon?
And the Dragon.
It was English. And it was also like Shrek. CG. A little bit. Yeah, it looked a little bit like Shrek.
Oh, weird.
Oh.
It just reminds me of the Paper Bag Princess.
Yeah, me too.
Book.
Yeah. I love this show.
It looks familiar, but I don't think I watched it.
And then also on the dragons topic, do you guys remember Potatoes and Dragons?
No, but I love it already.
What are these shows?
They were like, it was like a shorter show. There was dragons, and then they looked like the people were potatoes. Like, they were just little potato people, and the dragons looked like larger versions of potatoes. And it was like really crudely drawn animation, very similar to like Adventure Time.
I was going to say it looks like Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it was a weird show. It was a weird
show. What channel was this on?
Definitely on Teletoon, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And then finally, no one has ever heard of this show. Jungle Run.
That sounds familiar. Isn't that like a game show?
Yes. It was Australian.
I've heard of Jungle Run.
Yes.
And it was on Discovery Kids. And they would have to play through these different sequences in like a studio. And they made it look like it was outdoors to collect monkey statues. And then at the end, however many monkey statues they got, and the red one was worth like 20 seconds or whatever, they would like put them into the little holes, and it would give them like 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 4.5 minutes or whatever to get through these extra three challenges. At the end, they would get scooters and Walkmans and like PDAs. What? And like organizers, digital organizers.
Easy Bake Oven.
Like, it was so, I was obsessed with this show. I watched this show all the time, and I brought it up the other day to a couple people, and I'm like, yeah, of course, like, you guys are like 20 years old, you don't know what I'm talking about, but like, this show was my life. I got home from school every day and I put this show on. I wanted to see what they were gonna win. I'm like, I want that. Not realizing that the show was like 5 years like old, and
yeah,
those things didn't exist anymore. So
a little too late.
Yeah,
I want to win a Walkman.
That was my show. I loved that show. Ugh,
it was a great show.
All right, that's my list. So
those are the lists.
Question 3: what's one show you wish they'd bring back or make new seasons of? Ew.
Ew.
I love the character just came right back.
All right. I would want to bring back Fillmore. You guys remember Fillmore?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
So Fillmore, I'm going to read it to you. 12-year-old Cornelius Fillmore, a juvenile delinquent with a record, was caught raiding the school's new chalk shipment. He was, quote, arrested and given a chance by the safety patrol officer who caught him, either help him solve another case or spend the rest of middle school in detention. Fillmore decided to help out, and he eventually decided to join up with the safety patrol. So Fillmore and his friend Ingrid would like go around the school as like hall monitors or like safety patrol and like try to solve these mysteries at school. So I think that it would be a really cool, like, refreshing take to bring this show back, because there's a lot of shows that are like murder mysteries, like people are dying and it's robberies and all of these like really tough topics. But I think if they brought back Fillmore, maybe not Orlando Brown from That's So Raven, because I'm pretty sure he's crazy now.
Yeah.
But if they brought back this story, maybe even like, I don't know, maybe he's older and he just is like trying to keep his neighborhood safe, like neighborhood watch or something like that, against like dogs who are stealing pies off of windowsills and stuff like that. Like a very innocent detective show. I think that would be really, really cute. So that's my choice.
That's a great idea. I forgot about this show.
Or like a really dark Power Rangers. That would be really freaking cool.
Not like the crap movie that they did.
I'll take either one.
Yeah. I didn't go as like philosophical or deep with
mine. That's okay.
And I already mentioned one of the two, but the two shows that I think would be really fun to bring back in a new, exciting, fun way, because they're like super interactive with the kids who watch them, are Bill Nye the Science Guy and Art Attack. I think those shows, because so cool. I don't think Art Attack has been on since we were young.
Mm-mm.
If they were to redo that, I think it would be really cool to be able to do like the outdoor Art Attacks where he, you know, does like a big art display in a field or something, but do something for the environment that is also some sort of installation, or like mix the two shows, maybe Art Attack and Bill Nye Science Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them together.
Bill.
art.
Science and art are the two things, together. That, two subjects I've always enjoyed. So,
100%.
Love that.
Oh man, I don't know. I just like I want some form of like scary thing brought back, but like for adults. So like, I don't know, like shows like Are You Afraid of the Dark, but for adults.
I loved that one.
That would be so scary.
No, thank you.
What show had the episode where the gnomes came to life? Was that Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know, but it did happen to a friend of a friend of mine.
That's Freaky Stories. You know what? I will take Freaky Stories, Are You Afraid of the Dark, Tales from the Crypt Keeper, any of those shows but made for adults. Win. I would be so happy.
Live action Tales of the Crypt Keeper.
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
With
you
know what? No mannequins that run.
Even if it was animated initially, like just as like a homage to the original like cartoon, but then the stories were real people, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Cool. Leah. Or Howard. What's your name today?
Wink Yahoo.
Wink Yahoo.
I'm Howard. Leah's still her own character. I'm also just playing Wink Yahoo as well at the same time.
Okay, I got
there's
you. I got four, you.
There's five of us here.
Leah, what do you think?
I've always been very upset that they ended on a cliffhanger Teen Titans. I don't know why they did this. I know that there's like the comics and everything, but like what they did scarred me for life. They introduced Tara as a character, and I was instantly obsessed with her. And then her and Beast Boy had like this, you know, romantic thing going on. And then they just took her away. Like she saved, you know, the city and everything. And then she became a statue. And the very last episode I ever saw, and like, I just remember one day sitting in the living room, I think I was like 14 or something, and I'm watching this episode. I'm like, oh, I've never seen this episode of Teen Titans before. This is really cool. And I'm like sitting there and I'm watching, and something happens, and the whole crowd is there, the whole team's there. And then you see this character that looks like it's animated just like Tara standing there in the crowd with a schoolgirl outfit on and everything. And she was like reacting to the stuff that was happening. And I was like, and then Beast Boy did the same thing. He's like, Tara? And I was like, it's Tara! And like, it was this whole episode where she didn't remember anything that happened to her, and somehow she was alive, and like they go down under the volcano and her statue is gone. And I was like, oh my God, what the hell? And like, I always loved this show because like there was the unspoken thing between Robin and Starfire, and there was kind of like an unspoken thing between Beast Boy and Raven. Like, I loved that shit. And then they just, you know, they just ended it. They ended the show. And they made the movie, The Teen Titans Go to Tokyo, and that was a great movie. I love that movie. And then you just never, nothing ever again. And I was really saddened by this. So I feel like, who was it, Warner Brothers? feel like Warner Brothers should really get their shit together and continue this show. Because, no, what did we get? We got Teen Titans Go with all the same voice actors. And they showed all of these same characters in, like, a childish kind of, like, this like terrible, flat mm-hmm. animation. Mm-hmm. And they just never continued the show when they had the full resources to do so. And all mm-hmm. of the voice actors were on board. So I was like, just give me what
could
I
have
want.
Made something great, and they made something subpar.
Yep.
The disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
The actual audacity.
Audacity.
Of Warner Brothers to do this to me. And then they had the audacity to make a Teen Titans Go movie and release it in theaters. I was like,
the unmitigated gall.
How dare.
Just not having it. This episode of Video Games is brought to you by Bop It. You can bop it, twist it, pull it, bop it. All right, speed run, everyone. Question 4. What's a show from your childhood that stuck with you into adulthood and why? Yep.
Okay, my childhood TV show is Pokemon, and it really stuck with me because I am now obsessed with video games and I have a large collection of unnecessary plastic pop figures.
10 points to Alyssa.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Blue team, go!
That's me, right? Yep. Okay, so one of my childhood shows that stuck with me into adulthood is a show that's not for children, it's for adults, and it's called Friends.
20 points to the blue team!
Hey! Answer the question correctly! For you guys, like in high school.
Now for the red team, go!
Is that me?
That's, yep, you're the only person that hasn't gone yet.
You should just go, I like pizza.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. My show that I would pick that stuck with me is Ren and Stimpy. I don't know if I actively mentioned it at any point during this show, but something about how gross and weird it was has just stuck with me into adulthood. I'm not sure if you guys remember the show, but it was like Ren would get something in his eye and they would like zoom in and it would be like a real eye and it would be like gross and like pussy. And I think sometimes about how kids' TV shows were so like, they weren't afraid to be ugly and gross and weird. And like, I know they do it sometimes with SpongeBob too.
Oh yeah, all
but
the
like,
time.
Let me put on my glasses.
His eyes are like puffing up.
Yeah.
So gross. And they're all like bloodshot.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Honestly, I just think that they should bring back shit like that because I feel like it made people uncomfortable and I'm just all about making people uncomfortable. So that would be, that was mine.
5 points to the red team.
What the fuck?
Because you took a million years. Mine is definitely Scooby-Doo. I've watched it since I was a kid. I watched it when I was like a small person. And then I also watched What's New Scooby-Doo when it got a little bit better in animation, and then also it was a lot sillier. All the movies that came out, I watched every single Scooby-Doo movie. I had everything Scooby-Doo in my house. And then, more recently, Mystery Inc. came out, and it was like a more adult version, and I watched the shit out of that too, and it was like a real mystery. All right, and 50 points for the yellow team.
Wow.
That does not exist.
It's rigged.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this week's episode of Uh-Oh, and don't forget to tune in, and remember...
If you have any questions you'd like answered in any of our future episodes, please send us an email at hellovideodames@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter at hellovideodames.
Have you ever wanted to walk through Winterfell? Wanted to test your fate as the next Avatar and put your powers to the test? Next week, we test our creative skills and pitch a game of one of our favorite TV shows. We're playing... Pitch It!
Goo 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 goo!